gonna shine when the light grows dim. Sing 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Honey Do Me Podcast.
Again, I'm Emma.
And I'm Cass.
And we're back again.
Back again.
Funny
for more.
To see you here on this couch once again.
Yeah, so you might have noticed this is the second episode we posted this week. We had to do a little redo, a little backtrack.
Mm-hmm. We just came into some information that made us aware that we weren't in alignment with the last episode that was published, so we're trying again, because we didn't want to leave you hanging for V-Day.
Abso-fucking-lutely not.
Because it's the best holiday.
Ugh.
It's pink and sparkly, like
yes.
us. Which is literally our whole fucking brand.
It is our fucking brand. You see these lips behind us. You see these lips between my legs.
Between my legs.
So that leads me to my question. And I may be embarrassing myself deeply here, but if there's one thing I know, it's that there is at least one other human being on this planet who is experiencing the same thing that I do. No, not necessarily. Because remember when I was saying my vagina falls asleep and you were like, I have no fucking idea what you're talking about. And then we bunch of DMs that were like, my vagina falls asleep too. And I was like, thank you.
Thank you.
I am not alone.
Okay, what?
Anyways, do you ever go to wipe... after going pee-pee.
Pee-pee, all right.
And it's just a lot slicker than you're expecting. It goes a lot faster, and then you go a lot further up the back than you were expecting.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's...
It's the discharge.
Yeah, I was gonna... For being who I am, I still have a hard time saying some words. Yeah. No, it does.
Okay.
At different times of the month.
Yeah.
It's like, hello.
Like right after ovulation for me.
Hi.
Yeah.
And I swipe up a different crevasse.
Yeah. I didn't mean to get to my lower back, but here we are.
What a slip and slide of events.
Yeah.
I've been taken off.
I didn't expect that.
Hi.
It's just shocking because it's much quicker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's usually not that wet.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We're sliding into Valentine's
sliding
Day.
Into sliding into V-Day. What is your best Valentine's Day story? Or do you have like a best Valentine's Day that sticks out?
I do. So it was 2020, I think.
Dun, 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 well, this was right before everything
it was right
happened.
Before.
Yeah.
I thought I was getting married that year.
Mm-hmm.
I was picking out my wedding dress with you.
Oh.
So what my partner did is I woke up and he had written a shit ton of things that he loved about me on post-it notes and done this huge heart on our bathroom mirror.
That's cute.
It was so cute. And then he had gone to Lush and picked out all of these really specific things for me.
Ugh.
And like gave me that basket, and he had a reason for why he picked each one. Like he got me this like
God.
Lotion that was supposed to help you relax at night, and he's like, because you get anxiety at night. And it was so sweet, like I tear up thinking about it. It made me feel so loved.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's the effort. Like I am, give me a diamond, sure.
Yes.
Sure. Obviously.
Yeah.
But the effort made me feel so loved and mm-hmm. seen that it was just like,
yeah. Okay. Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
That's really cute. Mm-hmm. What a simp. What a
I
loser.
Know. What a fucking loser. Yeah, I just can't get over it.
Yeah, that's embarrassing for him and you.
What about you?
I have a bad confession.
Oh.
I don't remember any Valentine's Day being significant in my life. And I'm sorry if people are like, I did so much for you. I'm like, well, not enough.
Not enough, clearly.
I don't remember anything. I don't remember like a single Valentine's Day, to be honest.
Then why is it
with
your
you.
Favorite?
I love love. And
you
I
love the concept.
I love the I love the motion that we're putting in is love is great and love is everywhere.
Yeah.
I just think it's cute. I mean, in high school, you were always so excited to see if like people gave you Valentine's, which like in school you get those and It just feels
like elementary school when you'd make the little Valentine's boxes.
Yeah. It's just, I've always loved the cinematic moments, and it feels like Valentine's Day is a perfect holiday because of all the movies we've seen, obviously. Right. But it's just like such a cute, I love love. Yeah. Let me think. I don't know. I've done a lot of like really fun like Galentine's Day stuff.
We have good Galentine's.
We have really good Galentine's Day. We had an 8-hour Galentine's.
Galentine's. And it
3 years ago.
It was not on a weekend, I don't think.
I don't think so.
No, it was on a Sunday. And
so work
we had
the next
work
day.
The next day. We were so fucking drunk. I have never been that hungover in my fucking life.
Yeah.
We
were paralyzed.
Oh, God.
I think we were all, you guys had to drop something off for me the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I stumbled to the door at like 4 p.m. and I couldn't even see straight.
It was a horrible
next
day.
We started with just like light champagne and mimosas. And then we fucking raged until like midnight.
Yeah. When you drink champagne for 8 hours.
We did shambongs, I think.
Yeah.
That was a great Galentine's Day.
That was a great Galentine's Day. We did a good job. It was very fun.
It was super fun. I did have a guy in high school. He like bought me 2 dozen red roses once on Valentine's Day.
Those are spendy.
That's what you'd think. And then I drove home and I saw 2 dozen roses special, $19.99. And I was like, fuck you.
Get fucked. You went
down the street to the special.
I'm worth at least 40.
At least 40. I was like Googling. I was like, oh, this is like $80. Yeah. Like $19.
But it's not the money. It's the effort.
No, it's the money.
But it wasn't
I
a
look
lot
up
of
every
effort.
Cost of my presents
That's
that I get.
Not a lot of effort. Like if it was on your way, you know what I mean? Like if you just saw it, if it was an afterthought, whatever, it doesn't feel like effort. I want to know you worked tirelessly. So
sweat, blood, tears.
This wasn't a Valentine's gift, but for my husband's birthday this year, I did a curated set of Polaroid nudes. And I spent weeks curating them. And it was an amazing gift. I even like got this little wooden box and painted it to look like a camera so that when you open it and then all the pictures are inside. I went all fucking out.
Yeah,
and that was
did.
Effort. And I have never, I already told you this, but I have never seen somebody respond so well to a gift or be so, there were tears in his eyes. He was so fucking excited because I'm the thing he loves most in the world. So why not give him a piece of myself?
Okay. Great. I hope you guys all have something like that in your life. I really, really hope that for everyone. I would love to know, though, anyone listening, like their what like a really big, cute Valentine's Day was for them.
Yeah.
I just love hearing about love and love stories and love presents.
Mm-hmm.
Presents especially.
Presents.
I love presents. I used to only look for gift shops when I was out on like trips. My parents were like, they'd only hear like, where's the gift shop?
You're like, I'm here to spend.
I'm here to spend, Jill. Like, give me your card. I need the snow globe.
I need some cash. I will not be forgetting this trip anytime soon.
Give it.
It's those fucking shirts. Like, I went to fucking Italy and all I got was this stupid shirt.
I know. I fucking loved a gift shop. And I will for the rest of my life till the day I die. I will look for a gift shop. I'll look for a memorabilia tee. Like, I love it.
A slut for memorabilia.
I digress. Today, we're talking about love again. No, we're talking about how to make your Valentine's Day fucking bomb.
Yeah.
If you need a help, like you need like a little kickstart, a little energy boost.
A little kick in the bum.
A little kick in the bum.
We want you to have the most sensual, sexy, hot meeting you can have.
Yeah.
And that's the first tip, that voice.
That's the first tip is use that voice.
Go deep in the back of your throat.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you're about to hook a loogie.
But then don't.
Mm-hmm.
And just say a word.
Yeah.
So what we've done here today is we have curated, much like Cass's nudes, the perfect assortment of tips from our amazing guests over the years and have given you 5 elegant
Elegant.
The most sophisticated and super fucking fun and spicy
mm-hmm.
tips to just enhance your Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we're going to take you through some sensuality tips. You're going to want to slow down. Some food, some kissing, and then a little surprise
at
the end. A
little surprise tip at the end. Let's just say it's an interest of ours.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing this evil thing with my hand.
Let's just say if you don't end your Valentine's Day this way or start it this way. You're doing it wrong.
Or any other day of the week.
Yeah. So
I don't know what you're doing. But yeah, stick around to the end because that last one is a home dinger.
Guess now what you think it is. And then at the end, we're going to check in with you. It'll be parasocial, but it'll be a check-in all the same.
Amazing. Well, we'll see you on the other side. Buckle up and kiss them. Mwah! Okay, bye.
Sex happens so fast. Like sex with ourselves, sex with other people can happen really, really quickly. And the way to incorporate more sensuality into your sex life is to slow down. Like don't go straight for the vibrator or the toy that gets you there. Like, what does it look like for you to linger with your own senses and to be with your own body? And maybe that looks like giving yourself foreplay. You know, I think sometimes we forget that sex with ourselves is sex, you know, mm-hmm. and having that kind of foreplay can create even more intimacy. It can create more information about what makes us feel good. So the first thing that I would say is to like slow down. Like if it takes you 30 minutes to get off, 15 minutes to get off, see if you can stretch that to like 45 minutes or 60 minutes. Like what could you do? And I'm sure you can think of all kinds of things you could do. Like maybe for you, sex with yourself doesn't start in the bedroom. It starts like right before when you're taking a bath and you're feeling the water on your skin and you're looking at the way that your skin is glistening in the bathtub and you're seeing like the lights of, you know, the candles around you, like that can be a part of the sexual experience for you. So I would say slow down, draw it out. And also, I mean, these are tips that you can also do in your sexual relationship with other people. But I would say like maybe also incorporating like stimulating each of your senses as you are having sex with yourself or having sex with a partner or before you're having sex with a partner, like eat something really delicious and take your time and feel the sensation of like what it feels to eat something really good. Touch yourself in ways that are not just like going straight to the genitals, but massaging yourself, touching your shoulders, looking at your hands, feeling your face, doing the same thing, put on some music, you know, while you're masturbating. I mean, just going down the line and really like drawing out this experience and making it as scrumptious as possible. Scrumptious is a weird word. I don't know why that came out, but I'll use that. I'm like, I never say scrumptious.
I know.
That's so weird.
It's like when I said oozing earlier, like it's just sometimes things just fit for weird reasons.
Yeah. I don't want to use that word ever again, but that's hey, it came through.
It came through. That's so funny. Well, you brought up one thing that I have a question about because we are avid toy users.
Yeah, when you said advocates, 30 minutes, I was like,
it takes me about 20 seconds. So yeah, I'm doing it wrong.
When I heard myself say 30 minutes, I was like, Evian, come on now. Yeah. You know that nobody out here with one of those suction vibrators are out here doing it for 30 minutes. Please.
Yeah,
I meant 30 exactly. seconds.
I see it seconds. And I like start to have a pre-orgasm. So yeah, it does not it. Take me that long. But
I get it.
I would love to know ways that we could be more sensual with toys and like slow down with toys if you feel like that's that's something you really love to incorporate in your masturbation practice.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that there's anything wrong or anything unsensual about mm-hmm. getting off in 30 seconds, yeah. You know, especially if it's like the best 30 seconds, 15 seconds of your life, right?
Uh-huh,
and like you're
absolutely.
Fully in it and you are like everything, your whole body feels like it's buzzing. Like sensuality is not meant to be fleeting, but if you're like in that moment fully and you can really savor that quickness, like that's a sensual moment. So mm-hmm. I really want to make that clear. Like sensuality, there's slowness in sensuality, but it's not slowness in the sense of like, well, I gotta use my hand now. I will say this. I would actually encourage people to just try it as a practice, just to throw it out there. Like, maybe try not using your vibrator for like the first 5 minutes and seeing if there's ways that you can connect with yourself and connect with your body, connect with your sexuality without the use of a toy. I say this as someone that is like married to my Wii Vibe Touch. I fucking love that vibrator. I've had it for 6 years. I will never use anything else. But I also love the experience of feeling myself with my own hand and how much of an intimate experience that is. And it also helps like create a little bit more space for my orgasm to come through. And, you know, it inspires me a little bit more. So I want to throw that out there for folks. If they're like married to their vibrator or their dildo or whatever, just to like try something new. And it doesn't have to be forever, but just see what it feels like, see what new sensations come through and new information about your sexuality comes through without the use of a toy. I think that in terms of actually using toys for sensuality, the best way that I can think about like bringing in some mindfulness and maybe even some slower energy without literally taking the vibrator or the toy away is the breath. Breathing is such an important part of like everything. Like literally we would not be here if we were not breathing. But the breath is a really beautiful way to slow us down and connect us to our bodies. So the next time that you're in the sack with yourself and you're having a moment with your vibrator, whatever it is, instead of, you know, breathing shallowly, because that's typically what we do when we're excited and we're, you know, about to get there, deepen the breath, you know, so breathe very deeply into the belly, exhale deeply out the mouth, and just slow it down a little bit. And that is just, and you can still use your vibrator while you're doing this, but just as a way to like, oh, what does the breath give me in this moment? Like what, how does the breath perhaps heighten this arousal or heighten the excitement that I'm having with myself in this moment? And again, these are things that you can also do with a partner as well. But I would, encourage folks to maybe play with the breath a little bit, to breathe a little deeper while they're having sex with themselves.
Like, how are you moving your tongue and your lips, and are your teeth involved at all? And like pulling back all of the logistics.
A couple of things. I think starting with like slow, like just pecks and smaller kisses, and then opening your mouth wider to introduce tongue is a good way to start and gauge kind of what the vibes are. And then kind of figuring out what a rhythm is going to be between you and your partner. And sometimes this mimics, if it's a new kiss, it's sometimes hard to tell. And this is why first kisses can be awkward, but with like established partners, sometimes the dynamic, like the rhythm of it matches whatever the power dynamic is in the relationship. So like if I'm more dominant and the person who I'm partnered with is less dominant, then maybe I'm the one who's kind of controlling the pacing and my tongue is in their mouth more, kind of a thing. So just things to think about. But starting slowly, opening your mouth, introducing tongue, finding some kind of a rhythm, keeping in mind what the give and take of that rhythm will be. And then honestly, things to do with your tongue, you can do little taps, and maybe not in a way that feels, someone said earlier, it was like this
in right? And
that can be maybe a little disturbing sometimes. So again, checking in with your partner, but taps are cool, especially for starting points, doing kind of a circle thing. You can go back and forth. You can go crazy and just do, you know, kind of sword fighting stuff. Suction, right? Like some people like to have their tongue literally like between their partner's lips. And then involving the lips, you know, you can very gently bite on people's lips, suck on people's lips. So there's a lot of options. And I think beyond just the mouth being like engaged, there's also like just general touch barrier happening, right? Like touching people's face, stroking their hair, having your arms around them. So there's like so many varieties of how this could go.
If you are more well endowed
in the tongue,
In the tongue, so where can you touch? Is there somewhere else that we should be aiming for, like within somebody's mouth, like is going for their cheek? Does that feel good? Like,
so the inside of everyone's mouth is like full of nerve endings, and I honestly think that people's first idea when they think of tongue kissing is tongue to tongue, and sometimes tongue and lips. However, if you do have a really long tongue, you are able to explore like people's cheeks. And I don't know about going all the way kind of back to back of the throat, but if you are asking your partner and they're like, yeah, I'm into that, mm-hmm. then go for it.
Touch my tonsils.
I do think when it comes to using your tongue in other places, and we're already checking in with our partners, yes. right? So let's yes. put that there. But if you're going to other places, I think that can sometimes be more surprising, and the surprise can either be good or not good, right? Mm-hmm. So it's another opportunity to kind of check in and be like, I have a really long tongue. Have you ever had someone like caress the insides of your cheeks? Are you into that? Oh no, I've never tried it before. I'd love to try it. Would you? I'd love it. And then you do it, or be like, no, that's fucking weird. I don't want that. Cool. I won't do that. Right. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, again, I think the like assumption around French kissing is not that it'll involve the cheeks, although mm-hmm. it can.
Mm-hmm. And so I feel like also with your background, you'd have a lot of great advice on like how to take off your clothes. Mm-hmm. And so, because I'm not someone oh, yeah. that's a classy bitch when I take shit off. It gets clunky. It gets caught on my ponytail. I'm sweaty.
I look like I've been in the mines for 8 hours.
I'm trying to get things off. And, you know, I'll trip over my underwear that's stuck mm-hmm. in my pants. And anyway, so what are some good tips for, like, taking it off?
I'm a really big fan of having someone take it off for you.
Okay.
Honestly.
That feels like the best answer.
That way you make it kind of fun and playful, and it's just kind of like, well, if you want this, you have to come get it. And then they kind of know like what it takes.
They know the struggle.
Yeah, exactly. You got to know it's there. I'm also a big fan of like being like, no, 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 you wait here. I'm going to go to the bathroom, you know, get ready. I don't even look in the mirror sometimes when I do it, because it'll like psych me out. And I'm just like, oh my God, my makeup's running, or like whatever. Right. But what I do if I like, you know, take a little break, tell them to get themselves prepared and go to a different space, then, you know, like I'll, you know, do some body confidence things, like tell myself like, okay, you're about to get fucked. The mindset, right? Yes. And then you just like strip down to whatever you feel confident in.
But also, how do you come out? That's another specific question. How do you open the door and like stand? Because in my like sarcastic brain,
in lingerie?
Exactly.
Honestly, one of my questions was, how do you just move your body during any of this? Because
I would come out the door like this, but I'd start laughing and make it like a whole thing that's like not as sexy as like the money mm-hmm. I just spent to look sexy. So how do I take myself a little bit more seriously if I'm like coming out in lingerie?
I would say for anyone who is trying to like don the lingerie in that like tropish way, I'll say it mm-hmm. never works out how you want it to or how the movies are. So just get that out of your head. There will be laughter. There will be fumbles, things might get caught on things, that's fine. So just, it's not going to be perfect. It probably won't stay on very long unless you want it to, mm-hmm. unless you want them to work for it.
Right.
So what I usually do, and this is me in any situation, whether I'm just like fucking after all day or, you know, like wearing something for somebody or whatever, or like doing a scene or something, like I always put on music that makes me feel good. And then I'm like in the mood. So I have like so many sexy playlists, like so many. So I usually cue those up with my person and I'm like, okay, like calm down. We're going to do this in a minute, go to the bathroom or wherever, could be like at their house or whatever, get into my mood and then, you know, take off whatever will make me feel comfortable and confident. And then I just kind of like walk in, like I am in a music video, for lack of a better word. There's not like a, like one way I can give everyone that will work for everyone, but I just kind of enter the room like I am trying to set a mood for them. I'm not performing for them, because then those stakes are way too high. Mm-hmm. And then it makes it kind of weird, right? But I just kind of feel like, you know, this is a vibe. I'm setting a vibe for them. I'm creating an experience. Like I want them to remember this. Like I want them to remember that they fucked me to this Kendrick Lamar fucking song. And they do. I created that moment for them, right? Mm-hmm. But music is really, really big for me. So I'd say whatever music you're into, like whatever you consider sexy. Some people like think metal is really sexy. More power to you. Put on that metal and like, you know, just like enter the room. You don't have to like keep it on during sex or what have you. But if it makes you feel confident, just put some music on, put some vibes on, get some good lighting going. And don't go in there dry, you know? Don't just, you know, expect the ambiance to be there without putting
any effort into the ambiance.
I suppose.
I shouldn't have brought the butter knife in the bedroom with me because that just made me want to like, yes, keep going. Frost me like a cake. And it led to too much frosting.
So what would your solution in that situation be, Shay? To avoid it? And then if you're already in it, what do you do?
Yeah. So I'm so glad you asked, because I had solutions in mind already. I was like, okay, well, what you could have done. So take like a Ziploc bag, right? One of the big ones, make your own little pipette, right? And then drizzle it in like an area, like maybe put an X on the shoulder and then have him follow the trail to the treasure chest so he can kiss you all in your favorite places.
Tears are like coming to my eyes because you are just so brilliant. Like it's
she literally it is does have
literally
tears
like oh my god. I don't really know why I'm
you're such an
fully,
emotional.
I'm so emotional. I'm very raw this week. That was beautiful. Your creativity is unmatched.
It's just
thank
unmatched.
You for sharing that with us.
So at a restaurant, if you don't want to put your finger in their mouth in front of people, what is a sensual way to engage with them and the food if you're in public?
Yeah, so you could always use a fork. You could still feed each other. Just do it very slowly. Do it slowly. Make sure you give eye contact. Eye contact's a big thing. When you look into your partner's eyes and you let them know, like, I'm here, I'm with you, that's being present in the moment. And I don't think there's anything more vulnerable and erotic and sexy than just being in the moment, whether you're taking away sight or whether you're just looking directly into your partner's eyes and letting them know, I'm here. I also think, you know, we had a little under the table action. So, you know, I have high heels on, my legs are crossed. So one of my legs is kind of propped up a little bit. So, you know, I'm going to, you know, rub the inner part of my partner's, you know, legs, you know, with my foot, softly, slowly caress, especially while sipping the wine. Oh yeah. And you can dirty talk. I encourage it. Talk nasty. I love looking real classy in the restaurant, telling my partner how I cannot wait to go home and ride. Oh, absolutely.
I'm ready. I mean, like, I'm over here. So this might not be in key with like isolating just one sense, you know, like with taste, but if you wanted to incorporate like temperature play with foods, what are the best foods to do that with and how would you do that?
You already said it, gravy and mashed potatoes.
That's true. But you can have hot potatoes. You can have cold gravy. I don't know. You can just fuck it up that way.
I think one of the easiest things you can do, just because let's say you're like, you know what? I am listening to this podcast right now and I don't have anything that I think is sexy in there for me and my man, but I know I want to do something, or I don't have anything for my woman, but ooh, I want to do something. Ice is literally gold, right? Ice does something where I like to call, and I do this with a lot of what I do, is you take the ice, you hold it in your mouth, you put it on the erogenous zone, the zones that they really like. And then you kiss, you lick, and you blow. So let's say I take the ice from the back of your ear and I go all the way down to the middle of your chest. That same line that I made the ice with, I'll lick back up to the back of the neck. I'll come back down with my breath and I'll blow. And then I'll kiss all the way back.
I think we're both stunned. The women were too stunned to speak.
It's just, I can, the way you're describing it is just, I can feel it, you know?
Two questions. One, and I feel like we didn't really get into it with fingering, but initiating is something that we talk a lot about. So are there like good ways to get into these positions? And the second thing is, when you are eating ass or analingus, what do you do? Like, what are some...
the techniques.
Techniques, yes.
Yeah. Tongue rolls, taco thing.
I think it's all the same as how you're giving, you know, how you're sucking face. It's no different.
Okay.
And the nice thing is to think of it as it's just different types of lips, because realistically, when you look at your lip, it's two cells that are meeting It's one cell, the epidermal cell layer here, and then the mucosa cell, which is the one up here. Same concept. The ass is exactly the same. So I think that really thinking along those lines, which is, well, when you are sucking face, we're doing a lot of rolls, and, you know, I can't do the one that you just did, you know, that
thing. The taco?
I can't do that thing. But with that said, it's kind of doing that, whether it's circles or just outside and then going in. There's all these different techniques. I think realistically, there's obviously two positions that kind of come right to hand, which is one is on the back or in doggy style. And that just kind of really gives great access to that. Now, certain things to think of. A lot of people spit, or they'll use spit to kind of lubricate that area. Some go from that into sex. And we just want to make sure that people understand that spit is not the greatest lubricant. So I get it. I know why everybody does it. But the reality is that it causes a lot of issues as it relates to that. Mm-hmm. But with that said, you know, make sure that you don't have kind of cotton mouth, right? That your mouth is able to produce saliva. If not, they do make lubricants that are ingestible. Some people, whether it's like flavored watermelon, you pick your mango, whatever you want. But there are certain things that you can do with that just to get that into the right groove. But again, similar technique of first muscle, get that to fully relax, work on going further, second muscle. It's the same. And then some people are actually doing fingering while they're doing licking at the same time of kind of massaging all the way around, kind of getting more into the creases. You know, it's very sensitive when someone's licking your kind of crease, you know?
Licking my creases.
Licking the crease.
And a follow-up question with health and what's like appropriate. So if someone has a vulva and they're getting their ass eaten, their partner should not then eat them out, right? Like that needs to pause and clean and everything.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, I think that the key component is, you know, most people can go vulva to the ass, mm-hmm. but don't go anal. And it's the same thing. You guys are kind of from wiping, right? Front mm-hmm. to back, not back to front. So it doesn't go into the vaginal region and hit the urethra and all that type of stuff. So I think that, yes, anally, no matter how clean you are, I would kind of stay focused on I'm doing anal in this capacity. And then if you want to go further, it's cleaning out, et cetera, and making sure that you're in a good space.
Did you guess it right?
Did you get? I'm sure they did.
Did you think we were going to eat ass?
You have to.
You have to.
You have to try it.
You agreed when you clicked on this episode. You said, I want to eat ass. It was in the fine print. But when you kicked. When you kicked that little play button, you said, Mama. Kicked it.
If anyone was able to at least get around to our outro mm-hmm. of our first episode that we've taken down, God, you're blessed.
Yeah.
The song we made. Do you remember that song?
Fuck, I forgot. We kept jinxing, and yeah. we've been doing that all day today.
All day today
we do
too.
It all the time, yeah. actually. And then we just started saying Jinx.
Yeah.
And then Jinx, Spanx.
Jinx or Spanx.
Yeah, Jinx or Spanx. And then Emma said, bend you over and show you the 50 states.
Bend me over your barrel and show me the 50 states. And then we made a 50 states song.
Yeah.
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 You'd have to have been there. Maybe I'll resurrect and we can.
Yeah, if you want just the outro, let yeah. us know and we'll send it your way.
So I hope you guys have an amazing Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Thank you at the back end to all of our guests that have been on
yes.
who have been able to give us tips to make days like this super fun and special.
And every fucking day.
And every fucking day. But try all five and see yeah,
in one day. Counts. That's what you're doing on B-Day.
That's what you're fucking doing. You just have to take it off work. Mm-hmm. Take that Tuesday off.
Yeah.
Do,
that's your day.
That's your fucking day. Put some mm-hmm. X's of frosting across those titties.
Mm-hmm.
Let them lick it off.
Let them lick
Whatever.
It off.
Whatever. So anyway.
That's your I business. Hope you guys,
that's your fucking business. Your turn.
If you want to head on over to Apple Podcasts to rate, review, and subscribe, it would mean a whole lot to us. Go ahead and leave a little heart in your review if you're going to leave a written review. You can also rate us on Spotify. You can send this to a friend, a lover,
a boss. Ooh, I don't know spicy. What you're into.
But you take full responsibility if you do that.
Yeah, we can't be responsible for what you
absolutely
destroy.
Not. But what we can take responsibility for is how much we love you.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you
next week.
Which
unless
is,
we take this one down too.
We won't.
But it's all for you, baby. It's all for you.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.